Oops.
Want tech news in a way that doesn't suck?
Subscribe and turn on notifications for 'cause I said so. Hello there, and welcome back to Front Page Tech. Of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that is me to another that is you. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. It was crazy. Usually, nothing happens on the weekend. There's no tech news on the weekend. But a lot of stuff happened over the last couple days. It's like Tech News Jesus just opened up his butthole and Tech Newsed us. Okay. Let's get started. All right, gotta tell you, today's show is kind of juicy. We're gonna start off with the first story, story numero uno for the day. Slick Wraps. If you haven't heard of them, you probably have, especially if you're in the tech community. Stickers you buy for your phone, you put on the phone, makes it look different. It's like dbrand, but like the dollar store version. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I have wanted to work with Slick Wraps in the past, but not anymore. Not anymore. This whole story is absolutely insane. A hacker, or as he probably wants to be called, a cybersecurity analyst, named Lynx, L-Y-N-X, went ahead and tested their cybersecurity. Before we get into the meat of the story, basically what happened was there was a bunch of allegations against Slick Wraps. He wanted to go ahead and investigate them and actually hacked their entire company, like was so far in this company that within one click could have deleted the whole thing. He warned them multiple times, tried to reach out to them, tried to get their attention. Sometimes they got back to him. Sometimes they just blocked him and wanted him to go away. And it got to the point where they ignored him so bad that, well, he just went public with the whole thing, put out a Medium post, which has now been taken down. In fact, that post got taken down. His Twitter got suspended. As far as I know, his Twitter is back up, so that's good. But this got really, really, really bad. So he was following up on suspicions that Slick Wraps had terrible customer service. They had faked giveaways. Another big allegation was that they used bot accounts to try to promote themselves. Like they just made a bunch of bot Twitter accounts, and that's just been how they go about their business, I guess. And Slick Wraps' security is just god-awful, like so bad. And he tried to warn them of this. They didn't listen. He got all the way in. Here's a list for you. He got all admin account details, including password hashes, all current and historical customer information, including addresses, emails, phone numbers, and transactional histories. He got API credentials for PayPal Payments Pro, Braintree, basically, you know, their payment gateways, the services that go ahead and process credit card payments. He also got API credentials for ShipHero, their warehouse management system. And of course, all API credentials for Slick Wraps' social media accounts. This includes, like, all the way access to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. I mean, he went as far as to post their balances that Slick Wraps as a company has made throughout the last several months. Like, it's crazy, down to the dollar posted the amount that they're making. Now, you might be assuming that he did this with like ill intent in mind or to get money from Slick Wraps, but that's not at all the case. He tried to reach out to them multiple times. They blocked him on multiple occasions, even though he made it very clear that their security is at risk. When they discovered that he was getting into their system, they tried to cover up all the tracks so none of this stuff went public, and then eventually, he got fed up. Slick Wraps even asked if he wanted a bounty, if they could pay him, and he said no. He just wanted the information to be made public. Because if you don't know, it's kind of against the law not to disclose a massive data breach like this. When essentially everybody's information has been breached, that's when you go ahead and, I don't know, make a statement, put out a couple emails. But they absolutely ignored it until he exposed them and went public with the information. Of course, now they put out like a public apology. It's weird, but they did it. The company as a whole is just so sketchy, and that's becoming more and more clear now. In fact, they're probably sketchier than we think. This next part, I never thought I would tell you guys. I never thought I would go public with this information. But here you go. At one point, a few months ago, Slick Wraps, I assume their CEO, reached out to me via Twitter and tried to, like, get me to make, like, an expose video against dbrand. Like, at one point, they were, like, nudging me to make a dbrand hit piece. Like, they wanted me to expose that the later case was, like, being shipped from dbrand, and just a bunch of other stuff that they gathered and wanted me to basically expose dbrand for. Now, I'm not sure how much of the conversation I can show you without getting in trouble, so this is it for now. They messaged me that after we had made the, like, blue later case controversy videos. Obviously, I didn't go ahead and make the dbrand hit piece. It's just weird. It's just weird, and I wonder how many other people they reached out to, or if it was just me. I don't know. They're a sketchy company, and it's becoming more and more apparent now. Don't buy stuff from Slick Wraps, okay? Don't do it. Don't do it. There you go. There's your endorsement, Slick Wraps. All right, so jumping into the last bit of today's show, over the weekend, if you missed it, I kind of leaked every Apple product that they were planning to announce or launch in March. Now, since it was the weekend and we don't work on the weekends, you probably had to read this somewhere in an article. But don't worry, I'm gonna tell you right here on today's episode because we know you don't read other tech news articles, right? You're not like cheating on us or anything, right? You only get your news from this show, right? I'm just kidding. Right? Okay, so on Twitter on Saturday, if you don't follow me there, well, you really missed out here. I posted this in the morning sometime. Effectively, what happened was some Target employees had reached out to me. In fact, one in particular was looking for AirPods 2 for a customer in the store. And when he pulled up AirPods 2, another listing came up for this. Apple AirPods X generation, priced at $399.99. 400 bucks. Now, in my tweets, I went ahead and mentioned that this is potentially Apple's over-ear StudioPods headphones. These have been rumors that we've been hearing for a couple years now that Apple has been working on over-the-ear premium, use that term lightly, headphones. And $400, though it sounds kind of nuts, seeing as AirPods Pro are like 250, yeah, a full, like, over-the-ear style headphone from Apple, probably gonna be $400. Now, I think AirPods X would be a cool name, but this most likely isn't the name. In fact, I had mentioned that this is probably just a placeholder in their system until the real product is announced. Now, Apple Insider, when they went ahead and covered this story about my tweets, they reached out to Target employees, and they basically confirmed that, yeah, most of the time before products are announced, they do use placeholder names for those products before a major announcement. And because the products are in Target's system, that more than likely means that they're gonna launch within a month at least, making it just in time for that March event. But once I put this out, it started an avalanche of product leaks because then other Target employees started looking in their systems for other products. They started finding other X generation products or products that use that X placeholder name. I put out this tweet as well. Also in the system is an Apple iPod Touch X generation priced at $399. Now you might be asking, what the hell? Why are we getting a $400 iPod Touch? Ah, that, my friends, not an iPod. That iPod Touch X generation name is just a disguise for what is going to be probably the iPhone 9, 2020 iPhone, new iPhone, whatever. That iPhone that we know we're getting this month, well, at least in March, for $400. Now, this isn't some crazy, like, system error or anything like that. These products were put in pretty much all at the same time in the system, in the Target system, about, like, 3 days ago. So they were recently put in, presumably for a launch within the next month. Also in the system was an Apple iPad 10.5-inch Wi-Fi only X generation. Now, I was told that that iPad is in the system as a display model, which is why it's priced at free, $0. Now, in my tweet, I said that iPad is most likely the new iPad Pro that we're expecting. Then Forbes covered this, and in their article, they disagreed with me because the iPad Pro doesn't come in 10.5-inch, or at least that's not what we should expect. And sure, I guess there's a chance that they're right about that, but when I'm saying it's the iPad Pro, I'm not saying that it's gonna be a 10.5-inch iPad Pro. Along with all of these devices, as I said, those names are just disguising the real thing, they're placeholders, so that size probably isn't even accurate. It's probably the iPad Pro, probably not 10.5-inch, at all. Like I said, because of all this, a bunch of other Target employees went digging, and some gave information to 9to5 Mac. And those employees also found listings for Apple TV and Apple Watch bands, new Apple TV, new Apple Watch bands. Now, those are in the system as Apple Watch Series X band. Now, along with this information, I was also able to get how many SKUs for these products are in the system. For example, those Apple headphones, over-the-ear headphones, there are three SKUs all listed at $399, $400. So we can assume that it's going to come in three different colors. Those headphones will come in three different colors. Space gray, silver, gold, whatever. The new $400 iPhone that's there that's listed is Apple iPod Touch X Generation. That comes in six different SKUs. All are $400. That's an important point. So effectively, that kind of means no other additional storage options, at least for this listing in particular. They're all $400, six different SKUs, so that probably means six different color options. And if you weren't aware, the iPhone 11 also comes in six different colors. So there you go. I kind of made a mess over the weekend. Those are the products, most of the products that we are likely to see announced from Apple within the next month, either at an event or a website refresh. I'll mention that real quick too. So according to my sources with Apple, Apple still hasn't decided whether or not to have the event. They said internally there's like a 60% chance that the event will happen on March 30th or 31st or whatever, and then a 40% chance that they call it off and instead do a website refresh. That could also tell us why these products are in Target's system early, just in case whether Apple does a website refresh or an event, these products are ready to go. My brain hurts. A lot of stuff happened. Let us know what you guys think about any of the products, if you're interested in any of them, if you're going to buy them. What do you think about all this mess down in the comments below? I'm going to take a break from all this. And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. If you did, hit the like button. If you hate my stupid face, the dislike button works too. That one's for you. If you're new here, subscribe, and I will see you guys tomorrow.